How does it feel to be back? What was the process like the last couple weeks?
It's cool to be out here. Same thing I do all day, just work out and enjoy my family. Same thing I would do every year.
What went into the decision to stay away from the conditioning program and the OTAs?
Just did my own conditioning program.
Are you dissatisfied with the contract at this point? Are you still lobbying for something to happen there?
Oh, yeah, I'm always working on a new contract. That's on all sides of business.
Marty, have you had pretty good contact with the new front office, the new coaching staff, even though you haven't been working out here?
I talk to them here and there. So, pretty much, I guess so. Depends what you consider good contact and not good contact. So, I let my agent do his job, and I just do my job.
So your contact's been talking football?
When I talk to him, yeah, it's football. Yeah.
How do you pick up the offense
when you're away? Is there work on an iPad or?
No, I didn't look at it. Today was my first day looking at the offense. So just like any course you ever take in school.
Did you ask for a trade at any point?
I don't know my agent. That's them, between them and upstairs.
Tell us, you feel like you're behind now with the offense, trying to get caught up?
Not really. We're only out here for 3 days, and then it's training camp and start all over again. So, not really. A lot of guys, they know a lot of stuff we're doing, but I'm pretty intelligent, so I pick up on it pretty quick.
Couple more guys.
Does this make it tough to fit in with the new group, whether it be the new coaches or all the new players you got out there, or is that still easy for you?
It's just like going to a new school. I fit in everywhere I go. I'm like a dark-skinned chameleon.
Was there ever any question that you'd be back for this?
There's always a question. For this?
Yeah. When did you decide you'd be back for this?
I don't know. The other day.
Do you expect to be at training camp when reporting day comes?
Yeah.
Is there a possibility you wouldn't be?
Huh?
Is there a possibility you wouldn't be?
Yeah, but there's always a possibility. I take it one day at a time.
But with the front office, if they don't think a player is performing up to his contract, they can cut him at any time. But the players, it doesn't always work the other way around. You feel like, you're going to them for a new deal after 2 years. It's basically saying that, you've outperformed what you've signed up for, and therefore you want more?
Well, I think everybody, even you guys, should be lobbying for new contracts. If your performance is at a high level, if you play to a high level, then you won't be compensated for the level that you play in. I think the idea of, I think for most people, the idea of being in a contract for not as long as they think you should because of what's socially acceptable to the community of football, I think that's when people get into it and it's 2 years left. But most people don't honor their damn phone contracts. They switch from Sprint to T-Mobile 1 year into it. So just like being in an apartment and getting out of your lease because you want to find a better apartment or something better. So, it's all phases of life. If we're trying to do something better or if you plan outstanding, if you find a better place to live, you want to go into that home. You don't want to stay in the same home when you could work to get the new home. So, it's no different for me than it is for anybody else. I think every American, every person in the whole world should be trying to get a new contract. And if they're not, I feel like they're silly. And for me right now, just, continue to work. You outperform whatever it is you need to do, and you just come back and you just ball out on them.
So thank you guys. What specifically do you think you've improved upon this offseason?
Me?
Yes.
I look better, don't I? Don't I look
bigger?
I'm not bigger. I'm smaller. I don't know how I look, honestly. I see myself all the time, so it's weird. You have your dog, and I see it all the time. He's not that big to me, but when I see him next to another human being, he looks huge. So I really don't know. I just worked on I worked at Brandon Marshall's facility out of Fisby. Great group of guys, and I'm pretty much on the same program he was on. So just life, really. I've just been working on myself as a human being and as an athlete. So whatever you could possibly do to become better. So getting out here, running around, get the football legs back is always different from working out. You can't really simulate football no matter how much conditioning you've been doing. So just get out there and get in and out your stance, in and out your breaks out here, hearing the calls and making the plays and just going out there and do what we do. So, I've been playing football for, I'm 28. I've been playing football for 27 years. That's pretty much a lifetime. So I think I got my 10,000 hours in. If you haven't read Outliers, that's Malcolm Gladwell phrase. So I think I got my 10,000 hours in. And there's the great thing about football, there's only so many concepts you could possibly run, and nobody's really doing that many things different in it around the league. It's just different ways of getting there. So once you crack that code, you're pretty good. It's no different from coding on a website or something.